You're listening to the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Okay, so you know that I'm...
Okay, I got to get this off my chest before we even start with anything you're going to talk about.
Oh, you're
about.
Breaking protocol.
I'm breaking every protocol you've told me to...
Yeah, it's the Ellie Castro Show, pero for right now, it's...
Today is Jose's Got a Vent Show.
Okay, all right. You're listening to Jose's Got a Vent.
Yes.
Jose, go ahead.
So I have a student in this semester of my classes at SAC that I've had to write an email to him. And it's not a nice email.
Why are you writing an email and not speaking to him directly?
Because I already spoke to him directly. So right. I want it in print so that there's proof for when I have to tell him you got to leave the class.
Oh, I thought you said I want it in print so that I can read it in front of him. Okay.
That would be an option too.
Because I mean, I don't think he's going to read it. Aparentemente, he didn't listen to you.
Right.
What gives you the impression he's going to sit there and read it?
Maybe I should print it and read it in front of class.
You should print it and have him read it out loud.
As this then was we'll an know. Email Jose gave to me to read in class.
Yeah, that's your assignment.
Right.
And then when you're done reading it, kindly leave the class. All right, go ahead.
So here's what I wrote to him. I've enjoyed working with you in two semesters of my level 3 class.
Okay, so you're starting it off with a lie.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, you're starting it off with a lie. Because if you've enjoyed it, why are you writing this email?
Okay.
I've enjoyed it so much, I can't stand to talk to you, and I'm choosing to instead write you an email.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. And we appreciate you taking classes with us.
Excuse me, who's we and who's us?
Like the company.
Oh, now you're speaking on behalf of the company.
Well, as one of the teachers,
Oh my God, look at you, the representative of SAC. Does SAC know you're representing them in this way?
Yes.
Do they really?
Yes.
Okay, well.
I had to make sure they knew I was sending this email.
Oh, they approved of this email?
Yes.
They approved of the contents?
Yes.
Like they approved of you opening the email with a lie? Got it. Go ahead.
I'm reaching out because there are some behavior patterns that keep occurring in class that I want to address with you.
Did you say behavior patterns?
Yes.
It's behavioral.
Okay.
Yeah. It's behavioral.
I should have sent it to you.
Instead of SAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have said, first, don't start with a lie. And second, it's behavioral.
Okay.
I know that because I took behavioral psychology.
Oh.
Yeah. And we studied emails like this.
I need you to please refrain from giving notes to other students because this can cause disruption and confusion.
Wait, this student is giving notes to other students?
In the middle of me giving notes.
Oh, this is yummy. So I gotta know what that sounds like or what that looks like. I want to feel that experience from your perspective. So I want you to be the student.
Okay.
And I will be you giving notes to a student.
I'll be the student that this student that I'm sending the email to is what
that's correct.
Gotcha.
You're the one with behavior patterns.
Yeah. So start giving a student notes on the scene you just saw.
It's exactly what I'm setting up, Jose. I think I'm gonna send you an email.
This is my show. Right
I'm gonna
now.
Send you an email later as a passive aggressive way of expressing myself. Okay. So, Cindy, I gotta say, I'm gonna give you a few notes. You need to be more assertive. A little
like
louder.
We couldn't understand what you were saying. You need to like really be direct when
Thank you, Jose. That's what I said. And I need you to be more in the scene. I need you to listen to your partner.
Okay? Yeah, we couldn't hear you out here. We really couldn't hear what you were saying.
I got it, Jose. That's what I'm telling her.
Yeah.
And I need you to bring something to the scene. Bring an idea. Bring something new.
Like a suitcase. You could have brought a suitcase.
No,
that would have helped.
Not a suitcase. Not a suitcase. Not at all what I'm saying.
A backpack. And just something. Anything.
Nope.
Like a purse. You were a girl, so a purse would have worked.
Nope. I'm not saying to bring something physical. Is it really that bad?
Oh, my God.
Because how do you not punch him in the face?
You know I'm very calm. And I like very, very, what would be, like even keel. It was the only time in class where I jumped out of my shell and told him, why don't you sit over here and you teach the class? And I'll go sit over there and be you as a student.
Yeah, there's way too many words. I would have been like, you need to call the cops right now because something bad's about to happen. If you interrupt me one more time with some dumb comment, I'm telling you right now, you're going out the window. Okay?
And we're on the third floor.
And I will watch you fall. Okay?
All right. So in the email I continue with, students have paid for a SAC professional to guide them and give them notes, student.
Yeah, this SAC professional is you, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. I would have wanted you to say that. Students have paid for a SAC professional, which is me, parentheses, not you, close parentheses.
Gotcha. Then I follow up with, also, if you have an issue with an exercise or don't understand the purpose of the exercise, please raise your hand or wait for the scene to end and ask me, and I'll be glad to explain how this exercise helps you out.
So he cuts you off and interrupts.
Okay, so the example of that one is two students were doing a scene, and I was explaining to them what I needed them to do, and he interjects and goes, maybe we should just do this, XYZ, because this one doesn't make any sense.
Maybe we should try something different because I'm not understanding this exercise.
Right.
We should have all done that in school.
Right.
You know, why don't we just do geometry?
Yeah.
Because this algebra thing, you know, makes no sense.
3 times 6 is 8. I don't under, but 3 times 1 is 3. Can we go with that one?
No, well, I mean, can we just stick with addition?
Yeah. I don't like multiplication.
Yeah, and this whole division thing, it just doesn't make any sense. Let's just stick to...
adding. That's easy.
Let's not even subtract. Let's always add. So go on. You still got more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I cannot have you interrupting while I'm giving notes to other students or yourself. You should be listening to the notes that I am giving, even if they're not directed at you.
See, I would love for you to tell them this in person, right? Because if you were telling me this in person, I would be interrupting you while you'd be telling me it. It'd be like this.
We feel that students...
Who feels? You feel?
Yes.
Well, you said we.
Okay. I feel.
Got it. Go on.
I feel that students can all learn from notes.
Well, when you say all students, does that include me?
Yes.
Because I don't learn from notes.
What do you learn from then?
Giving notes.
Gotcha. Even if they aren't directed at them specifically. If your disruption of class continues...
Whoa. Your definition of disruption is my definition of contribution.
Okay. Well, you're not contributing, though.
Says who?
The other students. They're not learning. They're getting disgruntled.
I'm sorry. Did you take a poll?
They didn't want you in class.
But can I see the results?
Oh, yeah, sure. The results are in my head.
Oh, and so I got to trust you.
Yes.
Aren't you like telling me in a weird way that you can't take a note as a SAC professional? Because apparently I'm giving you notes and you're not taking them very well.
No, I can take notes very well. You don't know how to give notes yet. Because the notes you are giving make no sense.
Oh, you make no sense. Okay. Yeah, at that point, that's when I would be flying out the window.
Yeah.
Right. That's when you would have thrown me already.
Already.
I would have been like, oh,
falling. Don't even open the window.
Yeah, falling from the third story.
Yeah. If your disruption of class continues.
Oh, this is it. This is where the threat comes in. I'm already telling you right now, as a former lawyer, you are in legal jeopardy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I will have
I will have no choice but to throw you out the window. That's where it's going.
I will have no other choice but to ask you to leave the class.
But then why are you using those words? I will ask you infers that you have the choice to say no. Ask me to leave. Go ahead.
Can you please leave the class?
No.
Okay, and that's when I grab them and throw them out the window again.
Okay, so you know that I'm on Cameo.
Yes.
Right? You can find me under Elizardi Castro. And one of the cameos that I recently got was about this married couple. And this lady wanted her wife to get a cameo from me.
Okay.
Right? And so her dream for her birthday was to go to Spain and Portugal. But because of the pandemic, no pudieron ir. So I thought, you know, I got to make my cameo special. So I thought I would research some stuff from Spain and Portugal and, you know, throw it in the cameo. Because, you know, my cameos, bro, they're like mini performances.
Right.
They're like 2 minutes.
They're a little play that you write for.
Right. Other celebrities do like 30 seconds. I do a show. You understand? So I was like, you know, let me research some stuff about Spain and Portugal and throw it in there, right? Did you know an interesting fact about Spain? They don't believe in the tooth fairy.
They don't?
No. It's called Ratoncito Pérez.
Oh.
So instead of a tooth fairy, it's a tooth rat.
That makes more sense because a rat is more realistic. So it's like the rat comes in, takes your tooth, and leaves money.
Okay. I don't want reality, bro. It's supposed to be appealing. Like fantastical. Right.
This isn't fantastical.
Well, who likes the idea of a rat coming into your bed, going under your pillow, getting your teeth and going, what? No.
Yeah.
Giving it a name doesn't make it any better. I'll set it for the tooth fairy. Give me a magical tooth fairy is better than a magical rat.
Yes.
So I was so intrigued by this that I looked them up. And this Ratoncito Pérez is legendary in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, and I found a video on YouTube.
Of the Ratoncito Pérez.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do, okay? It's in Spanish, so we're going to translate.
Okay.
But we also have to kind of describe what we're seeing on the video.
Okay.
This is Ratoncito Pérez, and this chapter is called Las Caries.
Which is Spanish for the cavities.
Very good. Here we go.
Hola. ¿Sabéis quién soy? No os escucho bien. Soy el Ratoncito Pérez.
Now, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to tell you. that as ugly and as unappealing as a rat is, like, that voice is worse.
Yes.
That voice sounds like an old Spanish man.
Yes.
Who has smoked his whole life.
And it's kind of like what the picture or what the cartoon of El Ratoncito Pérez looks like. He's got old, bushy white eyebrows.
Yeah.
He's got the two front, like, Bugs Bunny teeth, big ears, glasses.
Well, right. My question, though, is that he's sitting behind a desk and the nameplate reads Dr. Pérez.
Right.
So he's a doctor?
He's a dentist.
No. See, that makes no sense. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, because there's a tooth in the back with a boy and a girl, and there's a diploma.
The tooth fairy wasn't, like, you know,
a dentist.
Wasn't moonlighting as a dentist. You see what I'm saying? She was the tooth fairy. She was happy being a tooth fairy. And all of a sudden, this version of the tooth fairy is a dentist who, what, steals teeth from children?
So he keeps them to what? To make jewelry out of them?
This is like Hannibal Lecter. You know what I'm saying? He just collects them.
Guardián de los dientes mágicos.
Oh, wait a minute. Guardián de los dientes mágicos. He's the guardian of the magical teeth.
Yes.
So the rat is not magical, apparently.
No, the teeth are.
But the teeth that fall from our mouths are magical, and the rat is the guardian.
Yes.
Okay.
Y hoy estoy aquí para explicaros qué son las caries. ¿Habéis oído antes esta palabra, verdad?
He's going to explain what cavities are.
Right.
We all know what cavities are.
And he's asking us if we know what they are.
Every little kid knows what cavities are.
Yep.
It's that, you know, that painful consequence of eating too much candy.
Yes.
Para ello, os voy a contar la historia de Marta.
This is great. So to explain what cavities are, instead of, you know, boring us to death like a dentist would, he's going to tell us Marta's story.
Right.
Great, great, great.
Una niña muy simpática que le encantan los dulces y las chuches.
Can we stop there, though?
Yeah.
I know the first part. I don't know the second. What are chuches?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
I know what dulces are.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. That other one doesn't sound like a good word.
It doesn't sound like a kid-friendly word.
No, it doesn't.
Shh, atentos, que empieza.
He should have said, shh, chuches. You know what I'm saying? Shh, chuches.
Gracias, hija.
She's eating a piece of chocolate cake.
Yes.
But she said it's delicious, the piece of tarta.
Yeah, Spaniards call cake tarta. That I knew because I had a Spanish friend.
I hate the word tarta.
Why?
Because it doesn't feel like it's bizcocho.
Right. It doesn't make it sound appealing.
Not at all.
Like, ¿quieres un pedazo de tarta?
I'd be like, absolutely not, because that should not be edible.
Gracias, hija. Me alegro que te guste.
¿Puedo llevarme mañana un trozo al cole para que lo prueben mis amigos?
I have no idea what she just said.
I just know she's taking something to school to share with her friends.
I mean, I know Spanish, or at least I thought I did, but I don't know what she just said. Check it out.
Gracias, hija. Me alegro que te guste.
¿Puedo llevarme mañana un trozo al cole para que lo prueben mis amigos?
Para que lo prueben mis amigos.
I got it. She said, ¿puedo llevar un trozo?
Oh my god.
And then she cut colegio in half and said cole so I can share it with my friends.
All I understood was amigos. I would have been like, no. Whatever you just said, no.
Claro, Marta.
Si no te la terminas antes toda tú.
Did he say toda tú?
Si no te la terminas toda tú.
Oh my god. I feel like I have to take Spanish classes after
all
this.
Over again.
Ves acabando, que mañana te tienes que levantar pronto y aún te tienes que lavar los dientes antes de ir a dormir.
It almost sounded like E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Papá.
If my daughter, like, talked to me like that,
my dad would have hit me.
Papá.
Because he would have thought I was making fun of him or something. Oh, so I would have gotten a cocotazo, a correazo, something.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasa, Marta?
¿Puedo irme a la cama que tengo mucho sueño y lavarme los dientes mañana?
She's drunk. She's straight up drunk. I want to brush my teeth.
That tarta was full of rum.
¿Qué te ha dicho mamá?
Que me los lave ahora.
Pues haz caso a mamá.
Jo, tengo un sueño. Lo voy a hacer rápido para irme pronto a dormir.
Is she whispering that?
Yeah, like, to herself.
To herself?
Yeah.
With her dad still in the room.
Yeah, she's a little creepy.
That little change of voice freaked me out.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to do it quick so nobody notices.
Yeah, I'm going to do it real quick. I'll show them. I'll only brush every other tooth. By the way, she's grabbing an electric toothbrush.
Right.
So they got money.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have electric toothbrushes. We had to sit there and scrub up and down, sideways, the inside part, the outside part. She grabbed an electric toothbrush. Yeah. I'm not feeling a lot of sympathy for Marta when you got an electric toothbrush and you're 5 years old.
Ya está.
You know, she did it fast, but it's still fast with an electric toothbrush.
Right.
So you had science on your side.
And the electric toothbrush does most of the work.
So you could do a little bit, but that little bit goes a long way.
Right.
¿Creéis que Marta se ha lavado bien los dientes?
We're looking at Mr. Dr. Perez sneaking up on her bed. He's got a purple vest, a green bow, a yellow shirt, with the sleeves rolled up.
Because he's ready to go to work.
With jeans.
Yeah.
That's what a dentist, a rat dentist looks like or dresses like.
Well, that's how he dresses at night to creep around.
Right. Creep around is the perfect way to put this.
Right.
Creo que no. Y este es el momento más peligroso en el que pueden aparecer las caries.
Hold on. He's telling us that because she didn't brush her teeth right, that cavities can appear.
Right.
But why are you in her room, Dr. Perez?
Yeah.
Aren't you only in her room when, like, there's a tooth under the pillow? Now you coming in, you know, doing off hours?
So it sounds like he's not only a tooth fairy, but he's like a tooth extractor. Like, or, he goes and gets teeth.
Yeah, or a tooth stalker, really.
Porque por la noche, los bichitos malos de la boca se mantienen despiertos para estropear nuestros dientes.
Well, to us, remember, that word just means a bug.
Okay, because I thought he said bichitos.
He did.
But he means little teeth?
Little bugs.
Oh, bichitos?
He's calling cavities little bugs.
Okay, I no longer know Spanish. I don't know why I always thought I was fluent or bilingual. Apparently, I am not.
So now we're in her mouth.
Estos bichitos se llaman bacterias.
Oh, we took a trip. So now we're in her mouth.
Yeah.
And we're looking at little bichitos,
right,
which are little purple circular, little bugs with
bacteria.
Green little fangs.
Yeah.
So bacteria.
They're little bacterias.
And in Spanish, we say bichitos for bacteria.
Well, they're saying it for calling them little bugs.
No, apparently it's bacteria.
A las bacterias les encanta el azúcar. Por eso siempre están buscándolo entre tus dientes.
By the way they drew the bichitos, they look moronic.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they could create cavities. They just look ridiculous.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, they can't even blink at the same time. Their eyes blink like at separate times.
Cuando la encuentran, se emocionan tanto que generan un ácido muy, muy fuerte que al tocar tu diente provoca que poco a poco se vaya estropeando. A eso se le llama caries, una enfermedad que aparece cuando no te cepillas bien y quedan restos de comida en tu boca.
Whoa, he just called cavities an illness?
Yes.
An illness that happens when you don't brush your teeth well?
Right.
And they're acid and something about hitting the tooth and then the tooth gets discolored?
Well, he's saying that the bacteria produce acid and when that hits the tooth, it starts discoloring the tooth and making the cavity.
Okay, relax, Spanish professor, okay?
Ay, me duele la boca.
Now she's up.
Yep.
Her mouth hurts.
Yeah.
And so we know what's going to happen.
That's the quickest cavity I've ever seen develop.
Yo, that was literally overnight.
Yeah.
¿Veis? Si Marta se hubiera lavado bien los dientes por la noche, nada de esto hubiera ocurrido.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
Well, I think it's a scary tactic. You see, they're giving this to kids and saying, man, if I don't brush my teeth, I get cavities in the morning.
Right, but dude, don't you want the teeth to fall out? Isn't that your job, to collect teeth?
That's a good point.
So why are you teaching kids that if you brush well, you'll never get a cavity and you'll never lose your teeth and then I'll be out of a job? My name is Dr. Perez. Thanks for coming.
Well, he collects the baby teeth. You're going to lose those regardless.
Okay, so can we have a chapter about that, though? Because then they'll be like, I've been brushing my teeth perfectly well, and why are my teeth falling out? I'm 2 years old.
Como recordaréis, Marta tenía sueño y quiso irse pronto a dormir. Por eso decidió lavar rápido sus dientes sin utilizar la crema dental.
Oh, that's what she did wrong.
She just used the electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
But no toothpaste.
She deserved a cavity for that. Yeah, she absolutely deserved it. Marta, you had that coming.
Ahora por la mañana, Marta se arrepiente y decide hacer las cosas como su papá y su mamá le han dicho siempre.
Yeah, now it's too late. Now, right. So now she put toothpaste on the electric toothbrush, pero ya es too late because we all know once that cavity sets in, you're not going to brush it away.
Nope.
It's not going to work.
Huh? Cuando nos cepillamos como debemos, las bacterias son empujadas fuera de la boca.
No, no, don't you do it. Now she's brushing, though. Now we're in her mouth and we're watching the toothpaste wash the bacteria and the bichitos away.
Yes, kicking them away.
They can go away, but the cavity's staying.
Yeah, the cavity's done. It's there.
You should be making an appointment at the dentist's office
with Dr. Perez.
Not with Dr. Perez. Never with Dr. Perez.
De esa manera, conseguimos que no se diviertan sin nuestro permiso. La crema de dientes es como un jabón para la boca. Nos ayuda a eliminar a esos bichitos y, además, deja nuestros dientes limpios de azúcar y otros restos de comida.
Notice how they washed it away. No more bichitos, right? The soap, the toothpaste, all that. We're looking at a picture of the inside of her mouth.
Right.
But what is still there?
A huge cavity.
The huge black spot in the tooth.
That's like a crater. That thing is huge.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Yeah.
That's a root canal.
That's gonna hurt.
Pero ahora, Marta tiene que arreglar su diente por no haber hecho las cosas bien desde el principio.
Yeah, you know, don't even brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Because ya pa' qué? Yeah, the cavity's there. So I'll let the dentist brush my teeth after he gives me the root canal.
¿Y quién es la persona que puede ayudarnos? Os daré una pista.
Os daré una pista. Did he say that?
Yeah, he's saying, I'll give you a clue.
I'll give you a hint or a clue?
Right.
Yeah, then just say that. Just say it in English.
Os daré una pista.
I'll give you a clue.
Es mi ayudante más especial para conseguir que todos tengáis unos dientes mágicos. ¿Sabéis de quién os hablo?
No, I don't know who you're talking about. Just say it.
Why is he taking so long to
assistant
just say it?
Assistant of magical teeth, do you know? Stop asking me questions. Just tell me.
Maybe it's the tooth fairy he's introducing now.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right?
The tooth fairy is the one who fixes the cavities.
Right.
Yeah.
Marta visitará a nuestro amigo el dentista.
First of all, a dentist is nobody's friend.
No.
Okay? Nobody ever said, you know who we're missing for the party?
Who?
Ramón el dentista.
Oh.
Right? Because the party is not a party without Ramón.
Yeah.
Right? We all need Ramón, you know, to remind us of how yellow our teeth look.
Yeah.
Or how that spot in the back molar has got to go.
And
right?
How that drill feels in our teeth.
Yeah, because he always brings the drill.
Right.
Right. Everybody's like cutting their meats with a knife and a fork, and he brings the drill. Yeah. Ay, Ramón, what a party.
Or that syringe that has a needle that's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah. Or the syringe, it's like a straw.
Yeah.
Un tubo. That Ramón, he always brings it and shows it to us, ¿verdad?
What a joke.
He's such a party.
Vámonos con ella.
By the way, vámonos con ella al dentista? I don't think so. I'll stay back eating Skittles. Yeah. Thank you. By the way, we're supposed to feel bad.
Right.
This is the sad music.
A ver qué tenemos por aquí. Vaya, vaya. Por lo que veo, las bacterias han estado muy felices en tu boca esta noche y te han dejado una caries de regalo.
Mr. Dentist apparently is 180 years old.
Yeah.
And he just basically said that the bacteria had a party in her mouth and basically left the cavity as a gift.
I don't know who he thinks he is saying that it's a gift, because I don't consider cavities a gift.
Yep, that's not the kind of gift you ever want.
No, like, I like gifts. I like receiving
gift. Gift is a good thing.
Yeah, but a cavity is not a gift.
That's a punishment.
Pero no pasa nada. Vamos a arreglarte el diente para que vuelva todo a la normalidad.
Ah, qué fácil. Vamos a arreglarte el diente, you know, because it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
It's nothing, because, I'm not the one that's going to have the drill, you know, in my tooth.
¿Te parece, Marta?
Sí, claro, pero ¿me quedará bien?
Claro, has venido a verme, nada más te ha salido una caries. Y eso es importantísimo para que podamos arreglar el diente rápidamente y sin problemas.
I don't know what he just said. Just fix my tooth already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at this point, you're talking too much. My tooth hurts. I need you to just fix it.
Just get the cavity out.
Si hubieses tardado más por no decirle a tu papá y a tu mamá que tenías una caries, entonces hubiera sido más difícil.
What are you talking about? If I hadn't told my parents, it would have been harder. My tooth hurts, okay?
Yeah.
So even if I didn't want to tell them, they would have noticed something when, I don't know, they would have seen me stopped eating.
Yeah, and telling my parents is not going to help the cavity or anything. I already had the cavity.
Oh, but you telling them, it made things so much better. Just get the cavity out.
Y todo podría verse complicado. Ahora lo único que debemos hacer es limar bien toda la zona del diente.
He just said limar bien, and now we're seeing the drill.
Yeah.
Right? Animated, it's still horrendous.
Like, I felt that chunk come out of the tooth in my mouth.
Yeah, because he's literally shaving the tooth. Okay, and notice how they're leaving the sound out.
Right.
Y rellenarla con una pasta mágica que tenemos los dentistas para eliminar los espacios estropeados.
Una pasta mágica.
Una pasta mágica.
Yeah, magical paste.
Right, everything's magical except the pain. Right. That's very real.
Parecida a la pasta mágica del ratoncito.
Sí, parecida, pero para niños y niñas y no para ratoncitos. ¿Nos ponemos con ello?
¡Sí!
Oh, my God.
¿Veis? Marta no hizo caso a sus papis y casi se mete en un lío.
What? Casi se mete en un lío. She was in un lío. She got a cavity.
Big lío.
Yeah, she got a cavity and it was horrendous. And the guy took a drill and took a chunk out of her tooth and then restored it with some fake stuff. Ella estaba en tremendo lío.
Yeah. And why does he call both parents papis?
That must be a Spain thing.
Yeah.
¿Dónde están tus papis? You know what I mean? It'd be weird, right? Because the kid had to be like, this is my papi and this is my
other papi.
And it's like the mom. You know what I'm saying?
Por suerte, pudo reaccionar rápido y mi amigo el dentista logrará que todo quede en un pequeño susto. Espero que recordéis siempre lo importante que es lavar vuestros dientes después de cada comida, porque los bichitos de la boca son muy cabezones.
Los bichitos de la boca son muy cabezones. Go ahead and interpret that, please.
That says the bacteria of the mouth have big heads.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that image with you.
Y aunque les echemos de nuestros dientes una vez, seguirán intentando subir y buscar más azúcar. Recordar, unos dientes sanos son unos dientes mágicos.
Could you stop lecturing me?
And everything's magical.
Unos dientes sanos son unos dientes mágicos. So healthy teeth are magical teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
Are your teeth magical?
Sure. Why, are your teeth magical?
Yeah. They're great with food.
They're very magical.
They do like disappearing acts.
Well, in that case, my teeth are very magical when it comes to chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
They have a wonderful way of making chocolate chip cookies disappear.
Ah.
Kind of like golden Oreos for you.
Yes. Yeah. That's when I'm the best magician you can imagine.
Chacho, olvídate. It's like, here's 8 golden Oreo cookies.
Now you see them.
And then.
Now you don't.
What happened to them?
The bag's empty.
Todos los bichitos en mi boca se comieron la galleta.
Yeah.
And that was the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
For more information on my upcoming shows, mi gente, you can always go to elliecastro.com and you can follow me on social media under Ellie Castro Comedy.
And you can follow me on social media under Jose A. Rod.
And don't forget to leave us those reviews. We love those 5-star reviews. Mi gente, don't forget, life is so much better when you're laughing. Hasta la próxima.
Pa'lante.
¿Puedo llevarme mañana un trozo al cole para que lo prueben mis amigos?
What?
And don't forget to brush those teeth after every meal.
Yeah, porque si no, los bichitos son bien cabezones.
Yeah.
¡Nos vemos!
Chuches.